This is on the October 20th, 1937, in Krakow, the place where the late the Pope were. Now, this is her reflection or her prayer. Oh my God, let everything that is in me praise you, my Lord and Creator. And with every beat of my heart, I want to praise your unfathomable mercy. I want to tell souls of your goodness and encourage them to trust in your mercy. That is my mission, which you yourself have entrusted to me, O Lord, in this life and in the life to come. So we're certain, for sin is still working hard in heaven to promote this divine mercy. We are beginning the 8-day retreat today. Jesus, my master, help me to make these holy retreat exercises with the greatest fervor possible. May your spirit guide me, O God, into the most profound depths of knowledge of yourself and of my own self as well. For I shall love you only as much as I shall come to know you. And I shall despise myself only as much as I shall come to know my misery. I know, Lord, that you will not refuse me your help. I decide to come out of this retreat a saint, even though human eyes will not notice this, nor even those of the superiors. I abandon myself entirely to the action of your grace. Let your will be accomplished entirely in me, O Lord. First day, Jesus says, my daughter, this retreat will be an uninterrupted contemplation. I will bring you into this retreat as into a spiritual banquet, close to my merciful heart. You will meditate upon all the graces your heart has received, and a deep peace will accompany your soul. I want the eyes of your soul to be always fixed on my holy will, since it is in this way that you will please me most. No sacrifices can be compared to this. That means following the will of the Father. Throughout all the exercise, you will remain close to my heart. You shall not undertake any reforms, because I will dispose of your whole life as I see fit. The priest who will preach the retreat will not speak a single word which will trouble you. A reflection. My Jesus, I've already made 2 meditations, and I recognize through them that everything you have said is true. I'm experiencing a profound peace, and this peace flows from the weakness of my conscience. That is to say, that I'm always doing your will, O Lord. Another paragraph. In the meditation on the goal of man, I understood that this truth is deeply rooted in my soul, and that my deeds are therefore the most perfect. I know why I was created. All creatures taken together cannot take the place for me of my Creator. I know that God is my ultimate goal, and so in whatever I undertake, I take God into account. Another paragraph. Oh, how good it is to spend a retreat close to the most sweet heart of my God. I'm in the wilderness, with my beloved. No one interrupts my sweet conversation with him.
Another paragraph.
Jesus, you yourself have designed to lay the foundations of my sanctity, and my cooperation has not amounted to much, so much. You have taught me to set no store on the use and choice of created things, because my heart is of itself so weak. And this is why I've asked you, O my master, to take no heed of the pain of my heart, but to cut away whatever might hold me back from the path of love. I did not understand you, Lord, in times of sorrow, when you were effecting your work in my soul. But today I understand you and rejoice in the freedom of spirit. Jesus himself has seen to it that my heart has not been caught in the snares of any passion. I have come to know well from what dangers he has delivered me, and therefore my gratitude to my God knows no bound. Another paragraph. Second day, as I was meditating on the sin of the angels and their immediate punishment, I asked Jesus why the angels have been punished as soon as they have sinned. I heard a voice. Because of their profound knowledge of God, no person on earth, even though a great saint, has such knowledge of God as an angel has. So they're punished because they know exactly against God. But we human, we don't see very clear. So God gave us chances. But for the angels, once they turn back, it's serious, huh? Nevertheless, to me who am so miserable, you have shown your mercy, O Lord, on this time and time again. You carry me in the bosom of your mercy and forgive me every time that I ask of forgiveness with a contrite heart. Another paragraph. Profound silence engulfs my soul. Not a single cloud hides the sun from me. I lay myself entirely open to its rays, that his love may effect a complete transformation in me. I want to come out of this retreat a saint, and this in spite of everything, that is to say, in spite of my wretchedness. I want to become a saint, and I trust that God's mercy can make a saint even out of such misery as I am, because I'm utterly in goodwill. In spite of all defects, I want to go to fighting like a holy soul and to comport myself to like a holy soul. I will not be discouraged by anything, just as nothing can discourage a soul who is holy. I want to live and die like a holy soul. If the eyes fixed on you, Jesus, stretched out on the cross as a model for my actions, I used to look around me for examples and found nothing which sufficed. And I noticed that my state of holiness seemed to falter. But from now on, my eyes are fixed on you, O Christ, who are for me the best of guides. I'm confident that you will bless my effort. Next paragraph. In the meditation on sin, the Lord gave me to know all the malice of sin and the ingratitude that is contained in it. I feel within my soul a great aversion for even the smallest sin. However, the eternal truths I have been meditating on do not bring even a shadow of disturbance or unrest into my soul. And although I take them very much to heart, My contemplation is not thereby interrupted. In this contemplation, it is not transports of heart that I experience, but a depth of peace and a wonderful silence. Although my love is great, I experience an extraordinary equilibrium. Even receiving the Eucharist causes no feeling, but brings me to a depth of union where my love and God's love are filled together as one. Another paragraph. Jesus has made known to me that I should pray for the sisters who are making the retreat. During prayer, I learned of the struggle that some are undergoing, and I redoubled my prayers. Another paragraph. In this profound silence, I'm better able to judge the condition of my soul. My soul is like clear water in which I can see everything, both my mystery and the vastness of God's graces. And owing to this true knowledge of Thee itself, my spirit is strengthened in deep humility. I expose my heart to the action of Your grace, like a crystal exposed to the rays of the sun. May Your image be reflected in it, O my God, to the extent that it is possible to be reflected in my heart of a creature. Let Your divinity radiate through me, O You who dwell in my soul. Another paragraph. As I was praying before the Blessed Sacrament and greeting the five wounds of Jesus, at each salutation, I felt a torrent of graces gushing into my soul, giving me a foretaste of heaven and absolute confidence in God's mercy. So we share this at the emotion of Sister Faustina, the profound peace before the Blessed Sacrament. We always entrust, like herself, seeing all our misery, the vast of the great of the peace of the Lord this day with us. So let us pray the divine mercy, thanking Him for all the graces gave with us.